When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, welcome everybody to ChalkCast episode number 72. We're here joined by Bates and my fellow co-hosts, CJ, and Johnny Boy. And just as a quick heads up, if you guys haven't heard, ChalkCast is going to Korea, as if that's just like a normal statement. But we are going to Korea, and we are going to be boot camping, and we're going to be recording a bunch of bonus episodes. And you ask yourself, what the hell are bonus episodes? Well, we record bonus episodes weekly for our Patreon members at patreon.com/ChalkCast, and we have some goals that we are shooting for to get some extra content for you guys in Korea, so be sure to check that out, patreon.com/ChalkCast. But there's also been there's been a development, fellas. Like, you guys did your tier list, you guys talking about players, all that stuff. I'm here to talk about Rocket League. I'm here to talk about the game. Actually, I'm not here to talk about Rocket League specifically. I'm here to talk about Rocket Racing. CJ, you seem intrigued here, and I'm gonna tell you a little bit of something that happened recently. Rocket Racing has added a creative mode. Rocket Racing, so anybody, any and everybody can create their custom maps on Rocket Racing, and I would believe, since if it's similar to Fortnite, you could probably get paid for it too. So why not? Everybody go to Rocket Racing, go create your maps and get them going. That's what do you mean?
Oh,
needed.
No, it's creative mode. Oh, no. That's what we want to see.
We cannot have 9 years of no creative mode, and then they come out with Rocket Racing, and 2 months later, they've got creative.
I thought everybody would be happy about that, actually, because I thought Rocket League or Rocket Racing was just such a popular game in the eyes of the Rocket League community. So I thought everybody would be super hyped. No.
Just the most I've ever heard of someone talking about this podcast. That man was on top for 4 minutes straight.
He loves Rocket Racing.
I just love Rocket Racing so much. That's what
it
is.
You just love being epic chill.
When I'm passionate about something, Bates, I'll talk about it.
Tell me about the total play time of Rocket Racing for you.
I probably got about 127 minutes deep in Rocket Racing. Probably about that much, yeah.
I played two races. I played a couple races when it dropped to solo queue. In fairness, I've also not played any new games, so it was more my fault than Rocket Racing, I would say. I just don't play new games. Mm-hmm. I'm too old. I can't learn anymore, and I hate being bad, so just I can't play. I was getting overtaken. I was like, I don't like this.
Have you played
Rocket Racing, T-Bates?
I have. I played it. So when it came out, I played it a little bit. Me, Jack, DeMar, we were just like going through like the little harder map trying to see it. I wanted to test it out. I was intrigued by it. I knew I wasn't gonna play it a lot no matter what, unless it was something phenomenal. It's not phenomenal. So I played a little bit. I think DeMar's played the most out of everybody though, because I think he had like his little 2 week span where he was playing that one map, like Anaconda or something. And they were just going for like the drift time trial record like every single day, and he played for like 5-6 hours a night, him and his little squad. Outside that though, I really don't know who plays it.
How many players does it get? Players? I know it does. Yeah, doesn't it show how many players are in the list exactly?
You probably can't look at it.
Fortnite has the active player base, Rocket League doesn't. They have good, great, amazing, so it's a little bit different in Rocket League. But yeah, you can see the exact number, actually.
Yeah, you can see the exact number in Rocket Racing, I'm pretty sure. It's not good, great, amazing. It's a number, I think.
I don't think it's a terrible... I don't think it's a bad... The problem that I have with it is that it's a good game, but it's not like a Rocket League game. Do you know what I mean? Apart from having the cars in it. Like, if it had the Rocket League mech in it and stuff like that, and I felt like, okay, I'm playing Rocket League, but it's like a racing mode, then I could get behind it. But it's kind of just... It's a bit less. Man, it just doesn't feel like I'm playing Rocket League.
I don't know if it's a good game. I say it's the devs and everybody who worked on the game. I mean, I tipped a cap to them. I don't know what the constraints were and everything, but I wouldn't say it's a good game because it's not. It's in a weird category or niche. If it's trying to be a racing game like Need for Speed or something, it's not accomplishing that. It just isn't.
Is it more like Mario Kart without the?
But that's the thing, though. Okay, it's not Mario Kart either. It's not Mario Kart because it's not fun.
So it can't be Mario Kart.
It doesn't have like items or anything.
So it's but is it Mario Kart without the items? Because it felt like that when I was driving it. It kind of felt like this. Because it's like you, there's a top speed, and that is your speed that you're at now, and you're going at that speed. It didn't feel like Rocket League, like an arcade game.
It's honestly like an arcade game that you play
it's like a mobile game,
like the Chuck E. Cheese or something like that.
Subway Surfers.
Like a Peter Piper or something.
Where
they have like the wheel and stuff. You put the coin in and you play.
Yeah,
like a celebration
halfway through the race, it says you lose. You got to put in another token.
That's what it feels like. That's what I'm saying. It's not Need for Speed. It's not Forza. It's not any of those type of games in terms of racing. It's not Mario Kart or even the Sonic racing game or something. It's not those where it's just like anybody can pick it up, have fun, throw items at people, and just have a blast and drinks. And like if you're older, drink some drinks with the boys, etc. So it's not that. It's like weird. It's like in a weird.
You know,
mix in between them, and it's not gonna hit.
Initially, like I mean, I don't want to just keep hating on this thing, but maybe I do. I don't know. But when it first came out, I immediately thought like, okay, this could be like a fun drinking party game. But looking back at it, I don't think I would ever just open the game. Like I'd rather just go play like, well, I wouldn't say anything else, but I can't like Among Us or something. Like I don't know.
Exactly.
And, yeah,
it's missing the Mario Kart has like the items, which has randomization.
I'd rather go play Mario Kart. That's a good one.
It has a catch up factor as well. Like even if you're bad at the game, you might just get a rocket. You know what I mean? Yep. And you're back. But I think the underrated thing when you look at Mario Kart and stuff as well that they hit the spot is the sound. Is the music and
the
just
fun
the
aspect
sound
of
effect.
It. Yep.
Like when you sing a Mario Kart automatically, I'm like, boom, 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 and when you pick up an item, it's like,
it's like you've got the slot machine going on.
What's that?
Look in chat, 6.9K.
Yeah, it doesn't have a lot of players. It hasn't had a lot of players.
So how many people are playing?
When you chuck it on the TV, you sit there on the couch hanging out with the boys. The sound design is phenomenal. The music, the soundtrack, the sound effects for everything as well. It really engages you, hooks you in.
Mario Kart is also a good racing game too. Like
it's a nice mechanics.
The mechanics nice. Rocket Racing is missing in the mechanics aspect as well. Because like even like it was like really I don't know if they fixed this. I haven't played it since December. But even when you were driving, like sometimes I have like weird latency issues where like the bumps weren't connecting. You couldn't really spin somebody out. Like it was missing like those aspects. Also the speed in general. I don't know what the top speed is in the game, but you're not hitting that on average. But like in Mario Kart, once you get the 10 coins, you're at top speed unless you hit a boost, and like you know that. But for Rocket Racing, like I don't know what it was. Like I don't know if it was like 505 mph or like 550. Like kind of fluctuates, kind of random. And then of course, like if you hit like drifts real well, you can get up to like 1,000 or something like that. But it just wasn't. It never felt like you were going fast. And Mario Kart, when I hit speed, or when Forza, I hit speed, top speed, I know I'm moving. But in Rocket Racing, I just felt like I was always driving at the same speed,
and all the cars are the same as well. Like Mario Kart, you've got different people have different sizes. Like some people are more physical. Yeah, the stats for the cars, the characters, wheels, you know, gliders, stuff like that. I think there's a bit more going on with that replayability.
Exactly. And Rocket Racing doesn't have that. So
I was disappointed that there wasn't things. I wanted it to be more like Rocket League, because I mean it's Rocket Racing, so I assumed it would be more. I mean it is visually Rocket League cars, but there's no wave dashing or things like that, is there? There's no like I can't remember what other thing I felt like was missing. Oh yeah, just like recoveries. See, like in Rocket League, it's something that separates like good players from mid players from good players from really good players, how smoothly they recover. And in Rocket Racing, when I played it, I just pressed a button and my car perfectly like snapped to a wall or snapped to the floor, and I was like, I hate that that's easy, because I wanted that to be difficult. I wanted that to be really hard to land clean like on your wheels, and I just pressed a button and boom, my wheels are perfectly on the ground. I was like, I don't like that, because the part that I like about Rocket League is that I can mess that up. I like being able to mess that up because that means there's something else I can do better. Whereas this, I was just like, this is too easy. I shouldn't be able to do that immediately. Well, I didn't think so. Maybe it's just because I wanted it to be too much like Rocket League, and it isn't. But I mean, the player numbers appear to be quite low. Does anybody in chat know if that's like the standard amount of people to be playing?
I think it is a standard. I don't think they...
Yes, other people confirmed that it's like 7.1, 6.9 right now. So that's how many people are playing Rocket Racing right now at about 8:30 p.m. Central Time.
We could all go play. We could bump up the player base by like 15%. We could all just go hop on and like really give them a boost. Like,
there's an amazing amount of people playing Rocket League right now, CJ. An amazing amount.
Is that what it says? Playlist amazing?
I don't know. Process is great.
OCE, it says amazing, but then it takes me 45 minutes to get a game. That's what I'm not putting the pieces
well,
together.
On Steam, right now, Rocket League on Steam right now, according to Steam chart, says 24,480. And I think Steam is one of the smaller platforms for Rocket League.
Think about the Switch. How many people
sure
are playing on Switch and
Epic,
stuff?
Epic, like, Switch, insane. Xbox, and PlayStation, I think, are all bigger than... so if we were to assume that they're all just the same, that would already be over 100,000 right now, and it's not even that high for Rocket League, like, all-time peak. But yeah, Rocket League's doing pretty well, like player numbers with the other platforms.
280,000 people? You're joking. Is that what it says?
Rocket League Garage. Well, okay.
Oh, yeah, Rocket League Garage does track that. That's true.
To just like wrap up Rocket Racing a little bit, I think we all have to give it another go, guys. I think we should set up a party night. All four of us, queue it up. Let's see what we think. Maybe they updated it. You know, maybe we can all make a map.
I haven't played it since launch day. I have to admit, I've not played it since launch day. I played a couple races, and I haven't played new games. So I only played on launch. Maybe it's different, but yeah, when I played on launch day, I was like, oh, I wish this was Rocket League.
I think it's 12, actually.
Wow.
So we can get 12 of the boys and see if we can...
Amaro's got to whoop us because he practiced too much. Like, you can kind of like track mania it in a way, and that's what Demaro and them were doing for like weeks, where like you just like get the optimal path.
You can't track mania, because one of the worst parts, I don't know, the worst part to me about the game is there's like a catch up mechanic. So if you're last place, you're going to just naturally get more speed.
Oh, no.
Is there actually a catch up mechanic? I wasn't sure when I played it. I was like, it feels like there is, because I'm going pretty quick.
You stay in last like place, get a bunch of the boosts, and then you just spam your boosts like at the end on the final lap, and then
I was talking about, I don't know how Track Mania. That's why I said Track Mania ish. Because they just did it solo. They're just playing the map solo by themselves.
Oh.
And then
trying to beat their time?
Yeah, that's what they were doing.
They were time trial.
That's cringe. I'm not going to do all that.
Not cringe. That's not that. That's what Track Mania is as well. Like,
no,
going for,
it's
like,
cringe
a
for
time.
Rocket Racing, I would say. Any other game
it doesn't
is chill.
Have to be. I disagree. I think it doesn't have to be. You could have Cup of the Day. I don't play Track Mania, but I've watched some Cup of the Day videos and virtual videos. I'm like, this is cool. I wish you had something like this in Rocket League, and you know, Rocket Racing could have that, where you have Cup of the Day, new map. Now they could definitely do it, because they've got the workshop or Creative Mode, whatever it's called. They could do a little Cup of the Day thing where everybody's got to learn the map really quickly and eliminations. That would work. That would be cool. I think that could be cool. But like, I feel like they just didn't really... The identity is lacking. It's not... It doesn't feel like Rocket League when you play. It doesn't feel like completely like a party game. And it also doesn't feel like a competitive game. It just feels like somewhere in the middle of all of those. And yeah, I think it would have been better to go all in on one of those aspects than trying to go middle ground.
Rocket Racing, we're getting an update on the play count as well. So there's 7,000 people playing Rocket Racing. There's 559,000 people playing Rocket League right now, apparently.
Where can we see that server playlist? Okay,
garage. Everyone's
I think I'll find it. Here, I'll put it in here. I'll put it in chat. I can't put it in chat, so I'm gonna get banned. RZA can put it in chat. Yeah, 560,000 currently online. Yeah, a lot of them are in the main menu. Main menu is popular right now. Troy.
Everybody leaves their game one.
So many people are on the menu. Maybe that's like a queue thing as well, though. No?
Yeah, so ranked 1v1, Rocket League 1v1 playlist, ranked 1v1, has around about the same amount of players as the entire Rocket Racing game.
No, it's way more. There's 13,000.
No,
isn't it?
1v1 on... 1v1 ranked duel is 7k.
Oh, duel 1v1, not ranked.
Yeah, ranked duel 1v1, 7k. Rocket Racing 7k. So ranked ones is not like ever been a big playlist. Like double.
No, ranked ones there has 13,000. You're looking at standard ones. has 6,600.
Am I?
On mine. Ranked Jewel has 13,700.
That's what I'm saying, like 7K, yeah. It's a 6.8, yeah. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, you said ranked ones. That's got 14,000.
That's private match.
I mean, they're just like...
Wait, like, what? No. You'll...
No, I feel like that's private match, CJ. I don't know. Is it, yeah, that.
I think you tripped.
Maybe it's different.
There's ranked Jewel and Jewel on the list you linked me. There's two different ones.
Yeah, I'll screenshot it to you. What, this is what I see. I see ranked Jewel 6.8.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, okay, this is bugged. This is...
Okay, it's bugged. We can't trust Rocket League Garage.
Oh, yeah, don't trust this. My ranked Jewel, you know what it says? It says 13K.
My ranked Jewel says 13K as well.
Yeah, it's maybe 13K, yeah. maybe the right number. Mine's bugged because I'm the only one who's got 7. I've screenshotted it. The boys can confirm. It does say 7.
Nah, he's lying. He's lying.
I'm not lying.
Mate, his eyes are bugged.
Yeah, I see the screenshot. He's actually lying. I'm getting gaslit right now so hard.
Regardless, chat can confirm.
The point
is that Rocket League has more players than Rocket Racing. So it's just kind of sad.
With no new content as well, like no.
Yeah, it's just kind of sad. Cause when you see the creative mode, that means that once again, you have probably Rocket League devs working on Rocket League Racing.
Oh, don't say that.
Putting in time and effort into Rocket Racing rather than Rocket League. So it's just one game is just so much better, and it will always be better.
I mean,
so
it's just
kind of sad in that aspect.
But I don't mind that, like, the fact that they're going for a racing game is not, like, a bad thing. That's not bad. I don't know. Like, it depends what their plan is. I think the problem is that we don't know what they're doing. Like, there's just no roadmap of what they're actually doing. There's no, you know, hey, this is coming next year for Rocket League, and then 1.5 years from now, we're actually going to have Rocket League 2, and it's going to have great mode. Like, if they had any news at all, it would be, I think, okay. Everybody would be like, nice. That's all we want. Communication. But it's the fact that we don't know anything. It's just... nothing at all.
I mean,
sometimes like a new skin, a new decal comes out, a new like arena with grass and aquadome comes out, and we're like, all right, but what's coming next? Like we want to know when creative mode's coming to Rocket League. We want to know if Rocket League's getting Unreal Engine 5.
Have we tried asking, is it actually happening?
I feel like we have, yeah.
Oh.
I feel like enough people have asked nicely.
Oh, okay.
Do you think that's a problem that we haven't asked nicely and they're just waiting for us to ask nicely?
I mean, people can ask them.
So we draft a quick question at them and see if they.
You want to create a thing and then tweet at Devin on Twitter and see what happens.
I don't want to tweet at Devin because I do feel bad when Devin like, gets messages.
I don't
want to
tag him personally, but
no,
if we say please, it might work. I don't know. Maybe if we say please. Yeah, you're bringing up UE5. There's actually a lot of stuff about. Some people were saying with Rocket Racing in general how like a lot of the devs and you know like the when the UE5 leak ended up happening, people are now kind of saying that like maybe that wasn't actually for Rocket League. Maybe UE5 Rocket League is never coming, and the dev side was actually for Rocket Racing on UE5, and like.
It does make sense because it was kind of this kind of like hoodoo sort of thing, you know, UE5. It was never like, yeah, and like we know nothing either, by the way. We know absolutely nothing. But there was never like, you know, it's here. It was kind of like UE5. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, we're doing something, albeit not the second version of the game. So, and then Rocket Racing came out. Look, I don't know, but clearly, I'd like to believe, albeit though, you know the graphics in Rocket Racing, like the style, if that was Rocket League 2, I don't know, I don't like how the cars and stuff look, like the Fortnite version, you know, like the Octane in Fortnite and stuff, how it's sort of like more cartoony, kind of like how Rocket League looks right now.
Okay, but that
looks old.
That wouldn't be... how it looks like just because not that's UE5.
I mean, if they put Rocket League 2 in Fortnite, then it would be how it looks.
It might be. It could be.
I guess.
I think that we all want the Rocket League 2, but I think as long as Rocket League's underneath the Epic umbrella, and like I said, they haven't told us anything, but you can always just kind of read in between the lines and read what they're doing.
Look,
everything is Fortnite centric. They want Fortnite. Honestly, one day they might even change the name of Fortnite. I think that might be the ultimate goal of theirs. And so like they might have Fortnite be the game, but then the actual, whatever the heck they want to call that, that metaverse aspect that they're making it, that might be called something completely different. So right now, everything's packed underneath Fortnite, but I think the end goal for them, or something that's closest to the end goal, is Fortnite's going to be packed on whatever they call their main thing.
They're going
to
call it F.
They add, like, Disney and everything into that, especially, too. And they want everything to be on that launcher. That's all they want. And so they put time and effort into Rocket League. It's going to go into the Epic Games launcher, Rizzo.
Bates. Look, you know, we've talked, you know. You know I've given up. You know I've lost hope. But I truly do not think they are dumb enough to take Rocket League for what it is now and just completely shift it to a rocket racing type Rocket League. You know what I mean? I hold a little bit of hope and belief that they would not be that dumb.
Rizzo, listen, I'm much more of a pessimist than you. Maybe I'm more of a realist. I think you're more a believer than me, Rizzo, because, I mean, like, me personally, I would have never even directed the resources in the first place to create Rocket Racing, because I know, well, Rocket Racing in Fortnite, because the Fortnite player base and Rocket League player base are two completely different player bases. Me personally as well, I wouldn't invest as much money into the Fortnite esports, because that esports scene is never going to be great when I have a great game that could be watched by anybody, anywhere, at all times across the world in Rocket League esports. So if I could look at those two things, I think I would invest more in that game rather than the Fortnite game.
You're biased.
Casual. No, I'm not biased.
Yeah, we are biased.
We are biased. Your grandma...
Oh yeah, I know where you're going.
Rocket League.
I know where you're going.
Yes.
Okay.
It's more accessible.
And it's not. It's just more watchable. She actually knows what's going on.
My grandma used to watch me play. You're right.
Game.
I didn't play Fortnite. She didn't watch me play Fortnite. For everyone. She watched me play Rocket League.
Yep. Yeah, grandma doesn't have to shoot anyone. Fortnite.
Just cranking 90s in the zone, changing up, and you get slashed by the splash juice or whatever. Like, what the heck's going on? It's a slog fest, people. Like, I can't watch that. But wait. Which game is more likely to be on TV?
No, we agree with you, Bates.
Yeah,
we agree.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so, like, I might be biased, but it's also factual bias. Like, listen.
But how much? Think about this though. How much bigger is Fortnite compared to Rocket League? Probably.
No, Fortnite's way bigger right now.
Exactly.
Right
now,
I don't think they care about what's more watchable.
It makes sense.
They put more money into their big basket,
you know?
They put money into it because that becomes a dream for other, like, random Fortnite players to one day win that money. All these kids playing Fortnite are like, I could win that money. I could, like, not, I could skip being, you know, in school and go to get a real job. I could just win all that money and then I'm good, you know? Nice. So it's like, it's not just for the competitive scene and for the watchability. It's for the casuals. The prize money is for the casuals. Like, all of the hardcore fans would watch if it was for, like, a tenth of the money that it is now. But the casuals, they hear the money aspect. I mean, I bet you can all relate to this. When you tell, like, someone who's not an esports person about the prize money, that is all they want to know more about. Like, if you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to... If I tell people I'm going to Copenhagen in a week to cast this video game in person, people are like, oh, that's really cool. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Copenhagen sounds nice. And I'm like, yeah, the prize pool's whatever it is. I can't remember. It's some different number this season. They're all like, wait, what? Like, that's the part that they're like, wait, hold on. I need to look into this. I didn't know that was a thing. And they hear about millions. They're like, I'm in the wrong job. So it's like casuals and young people is really why they're putting prize money into Fortnite, not for the watchability of the esport.
They want the young kids. They care about how many people are playing the game, how many people are either using their parents' credit cards or actually, I think, did they get in trouble? They got in trouble for that, didn't they? How easy it was to save your credit card information. But they care about teammates. They don't care about, you know, Bates' grandma watching on the TV going like this, trying to watch the 90s getting cranked. You know, she's leading she's losing time of her life, just getting dizzy. She doesn't care about it. They don't care about that. They care about the kids playing. Yeah. That are just putting money into the game.
That's fine. That makes sense because you're going to get people playing the game. It makes sense. I think initially when they spread the prize pool to more teams in Rocket League this season, it was criticized by most people. I think it was collateral criticism. And now everybody looking at it is like, you know what? I don't mind that. Rizzo's winning money again. You know, I can get behind that. He's making some... He's making some runs into the prize money. First touch, think they can make into the money.
Oh,
did you guys
make
it?
That's funny. You think we're getting paid? You think we're ever going to see that paycheck? That $400 we earned over that split? You think we're seeing it, Bates? That's cute.
When do you think you're going to pay for that? Genuine question.
No, I don't think I am. I don't think I am. I'm still going to put in my earnings, though. You going to earn your check? I'm going to put that plus 400, that's for sure.
Yeah, put it in there. That's hilarious.
I don't know how they're going to pay that. But I'll say I get that point, and that's where I differ from. I've talked to a lot of people that I differ from them. I think that they're Epic or whoever's making decisions. I think that whoever's making decisions is much more interested in the monetary gain now. I think of this business that they have. I'm thinking 10, 15 years down the line.
Right.
And so that's why I bring up like the whole Fortnite thing. Fortnite can't be their end goal because
it's not gonna be in the Olympics.
It's just not. But like it's not even about the Olympics. It's about building something. I just can see Rocket League being the number one premier esport in the world. I can't see that for Fortnite. But to get to that number one esport, you gotta. It's not. So, and to get there, you gotta build that. I don't believe Fortnite can get there at all. I also don't like. I think like Rocket League can get to the level of League of Legends and stuff. Maybe not in terms of viewership, because Asia will always love League of Legends. But in terms of just how much people like it, the game that people play growing up is Rocket League. They all trying to make it in the high school level, the collegiate level, the pro level. Like you could have that tier for Rocket League. It's very simple. Because the most closest thing that's akin to sports, you kind of have that baseline to work off. But they don't think like that. They're thinking that the now. And so this thing about the now, I mean, Fortnite is the king.
But also, they haven't really touched Rocket League. Like, I know they're doing up. Like, we got new maps. We're getting new maps, new items and stuff. But the problem is, and I think we brought this up last week, a couple of weeks ago. You know, if you're Psyonix, if you're Epic, right, and you're looking at Rocket League, especially the esport, but just the game in general, what do we got? Over 500,000 players right now. We've just broke viewership records on the esport online. We've had the most signups ever in like Rocket. Oh, I don't know if it's ever. Maybe not at the start, but in RLCS with the new prize pool coming in, more open than ever. I think the signups have been absolutely through the roof. The viewership's through the roof. They've probably got more people playing the game, or at least it's going back up based on what we're seeing here. I mean, they're basically sitting back going, it's pretty good. It's looking pretty good. Like it might not be them doing it. But in terms of where they think the game's at, in terms of like the logistics, looking at the numbers and stuff, they're probably going, this is going nice. Like, there's no reason for us to really need to force out Rocket League 2.
I think they view it as a failure because it's not making profit. I think that's what it is. Do you think Rocket League made a profit for them last year?
Are you in their books?
100%. Yes. Has to.
You think Rocket League esports made a profit for them last year?
No, esports. No, well,
marketing expense.
We're in advertisement. Yeah,
exactly.
That's a tax write-off.
That's the issue because I mean, Rocket League might have made a profit for them, but in terms of, and I'm assuming it is, but in terms of Rocket League esports, them just viewing it as a marketing tool is a problem. Because
is it though?
It caps the potential of the esport, and also it then makes it to where every single year you're checking to see whether X amount of money you put in, did you get that return? And if it's not a profit return of 0.5% or 1% higher, then it's a failure. You don't need to have that profit every single time to grow something. That's not how life works.
Well, I'd assume since they cut the budget about 99%, they probably make a profit this time around, or at least they see an increase.
I don't even know if they're gonna make a profit now.
No, I mean, it might like a little closer though. That's what I'm getting at.
Exactly.
They won't make a profit. The reason is though, no sport in the world would make a profit without television rights. It's basically like the massive
exactly.
thing. Like
you're
TV
correct.
Rights with the sponsor. Like we can have sponsors, but it's not going to cut it. Like television rights is everything, or you know, you're behind a paywall. Or subscription service, stuff like that. But esports, no esport is behind a paywall or paid. I guess COD had like the exclusivity when they went to YouTube, the COD League and stuff, and then went back. But it still wasn't really it. Like TV rights is everything until we're like exclusively on
pay-per-view as well.
Yeah,
exactly. So why don't they do pay-per-view on ESPN?
Well, yeah, a lot of the problem is endemic in esports, not Rocket League problems. It's like esports problems because the viewers have become accustomed to everything just being free. You pay absolutely nothing. You tune in and watch the entire like you know, a season, and then you're like, nice, give me that again for free, by the way. And then what do you mean it's not profitable, and now you're lowering the prize pool? Like, a lot of the thing is just like a very young audience that's been conditioned to expect free things. And yeah, that'll probably change in the future, but I don't know when.
I'm asking you three businessmen, because you're all three businessmen. Rizzo's Mr. Businessman. One thing about Rizzo, he knows how to work his numbers.
You're talking numbers. Yeah,
how's that Roblox going, Rizzo?
Rizzo understand them taxes. Rizzo understand his money. Rizzo don't play about that. So I'm asking y'all then. Give me a Rocket League roadmap. Rocket League Esports roadmap. It's marketing right now, and within the next 5 years, are you trying to shift it out of marketing? Are you trying to try to keep it in marketing? Are you going to try to get a TV deal? What are you trying to do to make it work?
What's the goal? What's the goal for you?
We're just assuming they're losing money right now.
But they are. I think we can't assume that.
Right.
Well, I guess maybe not this year. You might be right, because they just slashed like so much money off the checkbook.
I don't know. It might be positive, I'm going to be honest.
They might be positive this year because they might not a lot of money off.
It might not be losing money, because when you earn a fan of an esport, you earn a fan of that game, and that person is so much more likely to buy a skin in game that they saw their favorite esports pro use, that we don't know like what their data is on profitability and like the actual value of one fan. No, but we can't though. We don't know how much money they're making, how many decals they're selling. We don't know that, and unless we know what the numbers are of the, you know, shop sales in games, shop sales and skins and decal sales while RLCS is happening versus when it isn't, how can I answer that question?
You can't look at it as whether it's profitable. Like when a movie's released, say it's a $100 million movie, they might spend $30 million on marketing. You know, and it's and basically, if you look at the esport as purely a marketing ploy for the game, you can't really put a number on whether it's like if it's losing money, because it is purely an advertisement. Like they there's Rocket League signs everywhere. Obviously, you know it's Rocket League, but the esport itself is not. It's not its own thing. Do you know what I mean? It's just so tied to just promoting the game, getting more eyeballs on it, getting more people downloading, playing, then buying items, DLC, whatever, spending money. So I don't think you can like. I don't think you can ever really look at the esport whether it's its own sustainable thing, because it's just not what it is. It's just marketing. It's an advertisement that we get to do things with.
Would y'all move it out of marketing?
It'd be nice to make something of it.
I mean, probably no, because then there would be less money available. I like the marketing tie because then there's more budget. Yeah, I'm looking up, like, I don't know how real this is. I've just Googled Rocket League. How much money has Rocket League made? 2024 statistics. I don't know the source on this, but it's from a, you know, first link on, you know, Google when I searched this. It's saying, like, close to a billion. I think that might be all time.
That's probably all time.
All right, can I chime in here? I wrote that on a list.
They made a lot of money. Let's just say they made way more than RLCS had cost, that's for sure. Like all the other costs.
I wrote down a list. T-Bates said, what would I do to make Rocket League some money? Right? That's what you asked?
Mm-hmm. That's right. I did. That's what you asked.
Okay. I got five things for you. Okay.
Awesome.
This is, you know, involving the esport, of course, not just directly talking about Rocket League in general. First and foremost, I think the most important thing is a world championship compendium. Every time you have a world championship, you have some sort of decal pack, whatever, that resembles that. You remember last year where they had like the breakthrough thing? Like they had themes for every major. It was like, this is the breakthrough. I don't remember the other ones. So I just remember breakthrough.
I remember.
But they had breakthrough for one of them, and that's all I can remember. But they had that. And then like the world championship was one, and the majors, they had different one. Whatever. They have like a topic, a theme, and they make a compendium based on that. Everybody goes, oh, this looks so sick. I love this decal and this boost. And then they buy it. PogChamp. And you put maybe half that money towards the prize pool or whatever. And then it brings attention to the actual esport. And then whoever wins the world championship, you give them decals. And you make them all glowy and shiny and animated and all that stuff. You make them fancy. You make them different. And you make them stand out compared to all the other ones. You offer Squishy Muffins a blank check. Any price, doesn't matter. Give them a blank check. Bring them back to the league. That's all that we need. And viewer numbers will probably double. I think you can already watch Rocket League in Fortnite. I think the World Championship was in Fortnite, but I think it was only the World Championship like 2 years ago. So actually, unironically, put the World Championship in Fortnite and advertise the fuck out of it. And actually tell people that it's in Fortnite, not just some random ass game. I don't know. And then also update your game. I think if they update the game, it'll actually bring old players back and then bring new players or give new players an interest into the game. Those are my five things.
When you say update the game, what do you want specifically?
Bro, anything but a grass map. That's all I care about. Like, seriously, just add a game mode that's not the already added mutators in the game. Don't just randomize mutators and throw it into a playlist. Obviously, the easy ones to just name off are like creative mode, but that's obviously a tough task.
Yeah, creative mode's tough in Unreal.
Give me a map with boosts on the ceiling. I feel like that's an easy one. And maybe that'll be fun for a bit. I don't know. But at least it's different than the random mutators that they just RNG in.
What could they do for ranked? What could they do for ranked?
Club Q.
I know the answer to that question.
Who just said, give it a Club Q.
Okay, Johnny.
Yeah, is that Team Q? Same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, no, straight up. That was going to be massive.
Let me Q with Turbo's cheeks, and we have a Team MMR, and we climb the ladder.
Yes,
together.
Team MMR. Team MMR.
And then maybe at the end of the season, the top 64. Oh, no, that's impossible. Maybe they could do something like regional based, like the top 8 teams or something.
It would be very easy to region lock that because you could just have like a built-in system for the club queue that you have to select a region you're going to play on the online playlist. So if you select US East, then you can only queue US East. That's it. Your team Ooh. Is locked US East,
for the whole season?
And it could be very easily. Well, for let's say split, whatever the like duration of that team is. But the cool thing about like team queue, club queue, whatever you want to call it, is that you wouldn't need to have one player locked to one team. Like if T-Bits, if you want to play with Dazarin and Roldays, you want to have a first touch queue. You could just make a team called First Touch Queue US East together and see what rank you get. And then another night you log on, Dazarin and Roldays aren't on. Dazarin's playing Rocket Racing. You know he doesn't want to play Rocket League. It's fine. You could just hop in with another team. You make a new club, a new team, and you could even hop on EU with a couple people and make. You see how high you can get there. You could have one player could be on multiple teams and just like play mess around and see what rank they get. And I'm sure that would be possible huge. To tie into RLCS as well because they want open quals. Well, how about like actually integrating into the game through a club queue? Like a team queues US East only. They get into like T-Base said top 64. You could qualify based on a rating or like a number. Or you know a rank to be eligible to you know play in a qualifier or something like that, or that could be the seeding. You know, if they want to do seeding via that, that could be the seeding. I know they like to do seeding via ranked. Why not seeding via like a team queue? That's so easy. I feel like that can't be difficult. I'm not somebody who makes games, but they've added and removed queues before, and they've got club functionality in the game. That has to be very easy as like a thing to do. And it would be the perfect solution. Everybody would play
and
that.
And it fixes a problem as well, right? Last night I was recording a content piece playing a bit of Rocket League with someone that doesn't really play any Rock. So we couldn't queue ranked because of the rank disparity. So we thought, let's play some standard threes, you know, because that's all you can do is play standard, basically, because there's no club queue. There's no the MMR's too high. They don't let you play any ranks, right? So I'm queuing standard. But then I feel bad. I don't really feel bad for these people in particular that I was playing. But obviously, then you're playing standard against people that have probably just picked up the game. But I'm in there, and I'm not even really doing much. Like, I'm not try-harding. I'm just kind of hitting the ball around. And this guy on the other team's like, you know, can you even get out of your chair, you fat virgin? Go smell some grass. Absolute try-hard. And we can't play anything else. Like, it's the game's fault, not me. I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm sorry. This, and I'm just getting absolutely rinsed by the other team who were just trying to play on the Nintendo Switch or something. Probably the boys just hanging out after work. And I'm like, I just want to play with someone who's not at the same level as me, and I'm not allowed to do anything else. This is all we can do, and I'm getting bullied in the chat by these blokes that are just knocked
because
off work
they signed
or something,
up to play casual, and they didn't want to play comp. Like some people want to play casual, they don't want to they just want to mess around. But like there needs to be a competitive playlist for people of different ranks. There just has to be. You have to be able to queue. I want to be able to queue up with like CJ. And not have to play against players his rank in every single game. I'd rather just play against like the players at our average rank because the games would be good games. It would be like it would be like how Rocket League used to be. Rocket League used to be average rating for matchmaking. And I get that they changed that to stop boosting or whatever. That's fine. But you could just make a team queue. And the part that annoys me is that that's been an idea since like day one. I remember talking about it on my stream like seven and a half years ago. I saw Pashi posted on the Rocket League Reddit like 8 years ago about Team Q and how he wants Team Q because it used to be a thing in SARP, the predecessor for Rocket League, and they didn't put it in Rocket League. And back then they were just like, yeah, we're not going to do that for reasons that we're not going to explain because, you know, we just know better or whatever. That was a vibe that I got from reading all the messages back then. I'm like, that's annoying because they didn't even give a real reason why. they're not going to put that in. And I've never understood. I've never seen a real reason why that's not in the game. But if that was in the game, I'd be playing Rocket League like all the time. And I don't play that much these days because, like, I don't know. My friends
are competitive.
Just my friends.
I want to play my friends.
I want to play with people who are different ranks. I want to play with my lower rated friends. I want to play with my friends in Diamond and Champ. And like, if I invite them to play with my main, they're not going to have fun. And you know, if I play with someone who's better than me, I feel like I'm making them have less fun because now we're just losing because I'm bad. I just want to be able to play. Like, is that a bad thing? I just want to be able to play with people and have an even match. Feels like a very no brainer to me. And I've never seen why they wouldn't do that or heard why they wouldn't.
I want to queue twos with Rizzo, but when we did QUS, we had like Wavy and someone else. Like, I mean, obviously I'm at that level, but it just doesn't mean that Rizzo has to be dragged up as well. And then all of a sudden we're in top lobbies.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I remember that night going a little differently, but that's all good. I did think of something else, by the way. Somebody said ranked cash cups. There should definitely be cash cups in Rocket League, but also I think they should pay. I was gonna say creators, but then I'm like trying to ask for a paycheck here. But they should at least pay pros to stream it. Now I'm not saying like absorbent amount of some money, but like just like give them a little bit. It's like, hey, you're probably gonna play in this anyway. If you stream it, we'll give you a little extra. Why not? And then it just encourages more people to sign up, more people to play in it, more eyes on it, and people love pro gameplay. So if it's a cash cup in game, it's super easy for them to stream. It's like, it's not RLCS, so they're not going to care that much to turn on the stream. But it's like a super easy solution to actually get people a little bit more interested as well.
Or they integrate with six mans because it's dead right now, like get rank S and all that popping, and have like
six mans integration. They said they weren't doing that, I think.
But like, it's an easy get. That'll, you have to stream it if you want to be a part of it. Like, all games have to be streamed at least. Imagine everyone being able to watch just mix. You know, everyone loves mix up scrims. You know, or the mixed up teams. Imagine just seeing just top of the line pro six mans from every region. Always going on and stream because there was a monthly prize or something like that. Integrated, you know, Rocket League helping them out with that because obviously they're getting more viewership, more people are streaming, the pros are making more money, the Rocket League's getting more eyes, they're making more money, everyone wins, and it makes the game better. Like, that's an easy win.
Somebody's saying a good idea, party free play, please. That would be cool. But I mean, you can do that with private matches. You can make a private match and you're essentially in party free play. It's not that much work. Come on.
No, because once again, it was another missed opportunity. Come on. Like, to me, they make things, but they're half baked because the club aspect of the game, there's like private match in the club or something like that. Where like you could just queue into a club private match. Like, you go to the club and you just go to private match. And it's like for the club. But that could just be club free play.
Yeah.
But they don't have
that. I don't understand. Yeah. I mean, they have nobody actually, I don't think I'm sure some people use it, but I feel like there's maybe three people that actually use that thing.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like missed opportunities sometimes. Like, they came out with the club thing.
It was
and like
cool
you came
for a
out
bit.
With it. But then you didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Kind of even like the tournaments aspect of it. They came out with the tournaments. It was cool for a little bit. But then you didn't add anything to it. And I don't care about these sorry cosmetics. Like, unless you make something that's really, really good. And I think what they're missing is, I think they're getting a younger fan base. But once again, I know I brought the grandma example. But this is a call. And this is a call right now. I started playing Rocket League when I was 17 years of age. I am 25 now. Rizzo been playing the game since you were... Rizzo, how old are you now?
26.
30. Rizzo, you've been playing since what? You about...
Not 30.
What, 18?
I like 18, 19, yeah.
18, 19. CJ, you 25 as
25,
well, huh?
Same as you. Same time.
All right, guys. You don't need to rub it in. You don't need to rub it in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got it.
Come on. Why did you save me for last, bro? Why are you like saving me for last?
Johnny's the old man, bro.
Wow, look at us. We're all 25.
Johnny, since you were 30 when it came out, was it? Yeah, okay.
So you don't look a day over 50.
So you have your player base, your original player base, who still all loves the game. They all getting, like, it's all older people, man. Like, Like, Reynolds is 21, man. Like, J-Naps is 24. Like, the people are getting up there. The average age at the land this year, I think, is 19. I think the average age is, like, 19.
Whoa.
That's going up.
So, like, slow down, partner.
So, once again, it's like an identity check for them. And so when I see the Rocket Pass, I still feel like the Rocket Pass, and like I said, they do have the numbers on this in terms of what, I guess, what the age range is. I understand the game's E for everyone. But yeah, at some point, you got to start catering for some more stuff that's built for, like, a rate like what like teenagers and what like adults would want to see. And
I don't know, maybe
adults
maybe
and teenagers they want to like, be competitive. Adults and teenagers they want like I want like more tunicas. I want more OEM. I want more stock wheels, stock rims. I want
give us tinted windows, underglow.
I want stuff that like teenagers and adults
spoilers
want to see. It's stuff like that. Like you're missing. I don't care about the Rocket Pass right now, man.
We can have both, though. I feel like this is where we sometimes go wrong, and I feel like I'm dead serious here. I'm not trying to be a shill or anything, but I feel like this is probably where the, you know, Riz is saying earlier, like, there is some truth to do we ever ask nicely? Because a lot of the time that I see fair, you know, asks being asked for by the Rocket League community when they're saying, where's team mode? I think that's a fair ask. And then when you say, where's the, you know, other wheels like OEMs, good question. But then when you tack on the end of this, the Rocket Pass is trash. Like if you say that, Psyonix reading it are not going to value your opinion anymore. No, but my point is people do. Some people do. They'll just say, I want to see more OEMs. I want to see more. Like a lot of the things you just said, they're valid. But when you tack on the end, I don't like the Rocket Pass, you've ruined your question, I think. Because any Psyonix person listening will just be like, I don't care about that person's opinion. Because they might know that actually those items of the Rocket Pass are getting used a ton by people we don't even know about. They're all in
that's
casual.
What I'm saying. They might have numbers for that.
So we should skip that part where we're assuming that nobody plays those, because that is an assumption. Maybe people do use those. Maybe there's a reason they're putting those items in the Rocket Pass. But why not also put in other items as well?
You know what? We should try and only ask the idea. So, you know what you need to do? You and Rizzo need to do a stream one day. Maybe on Chalkcast, whoever gets the most viewers, maximize that. Maybe after the major. And y'all open up a doc. You have a couple community members in there, but you also have the chat. And let's make a really great doc of ask that we will like. Make it real clean, real professional. And then let's ship it off to Psyonix. Put some.
I do appreciate you volunteering mine and Johnny's time, but I feel like you are the lawyer here and you would be better to draft that, T-Bates.
You are the lawyer.
Yeah, okay. I can write.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But weird flex. My dad drives a BMW. Okay. let's not try and one up each other over here.
My point is very important because whenever we hear criticism for what we do, our jobs, if I see somebody write, it would be really nice if, you know, XYZ happened, but I hate, like, if I ever read something about myself from somebody who just, you know, says they don't like me, and they, you know, prefer if I did something different, I already invalidate that person's opinion mentally because I'm like, okay, this person just doesn't like me. I don't care what they say. So if imagine you've done work on a game, which I do think that Psyonix still care about Rocket League and they're doing work on it, and then all you're hearing from people is, yeah, actually, this work is trash. And maybe they know that they're actually doing a good job behind the scenes for the casuals. Let's say the casual, but they're like the hardcore fans, not too happy. But we're a small group and they might know they're doing a really good job for the casuals. And that Rocket League's just thriving behind for the casual player base that don't actually talk in social media. So if all you ever hear from the hardcore fan base is Psyonix don't know what they're doing and all these additions are terrible, then they're just going to invalidate your opinion. They're going to be like, this person doesn't know what they're talking about and we should not listen to them.
I think a better way to go about it is to say that
we don't really know what these, you know, things do for the, maybe the grass map is like absolutely peaking for the casual. I don't know. Genuinely don't know. I don't have the numbers and I don't know how many people are playing.
The most free play uses of any map possible is.
Yeah,
I don't want to speculate that.
I would like them to also add team mode and all the stuff, all the items T-Bit said. I think they're all great items, you know, would be cool. So I think we can have both. We can suggest good ideas without, you know, actively, you know, speculatively, you know, talking bad about what they are currently doing. And well, always having like, this is trash, why don't we have this? Because they're not going to listen.
I don't think it's feedback. As much obviously they want to make money. They want to do stuff that the casuals love. But I don't even think it's as much at that. Like, let's talk about the new map, the grass map, the Neo Tokyo. No, not Neo Tokyo. The Aquadome, but with grass. Yeah, the grass dome, right? Because you have all these asks. And the problem is when we talk to like the front line of Psyonix is, you know, we always talk about like Devin and stuff because they're the guys we see on Twitter. And obviously they still, you know, they do a lot. But when we're asking for like team bonus stuff, we don't know the logistics or how possible it is. And the people that are sort of at the front line, you know, we talk about the items, how, oh, they're all the same, they're boring, the maps are all the same, they're reskins. We don't know if that is literally all they can do, right? So we've got a list of 50 asks and someone says, oh, grass maps are sick. We want more grass maps, grass maps, grass. And so Devin or whoever it is, he just goes, beautiful. Oh, we can do that. Like the other stuff, really impossible to do because we don't either, I don't know, the engine doesn't allow them. They don't have approval. They need more work. They don't have the resources. Grass map, beautiful. All right, what needs one? All right, Aquadome, we've already got that. That's going to be easiest to do. That's like a, you know, something that's going to make people happy. And then the problem is they come out with it and say, hey, we've listened to you. We've got grass maps. Basically, Devin's saying, I've done all I can physically do out of the other ass that you guys want. We can't do those. And that might just be, you know, it's higher up the chain than a Devin or whoever's working on that. So then he comes out with the grass map, and then you saw on Twitter he was kind of saying, oh, well, you guys asked for this. I don't know. This isn't a reskin. You guys wanted it. I don't know what else I can do. And we're kind of like, this is stupid. Like, you've given us grass map, but we want all these other things. Well, all he did was kind of tick off the list people that did want grass maps and did that. But then everyone, you know, he copped the heat from it, from the other people being like, where's team mode? Where's this? Where's that? Where's that? All the other ass that we've wanted. And I understand the frustration because, you know, from him saying like, this has got what you guys wanted, grass maps. And it's like, okay, that was like number 50 on the list. What about the other 49 with priority? Well, they probably just can't do them. And we're talking to the front end guy that does want to make people happy. Like you want to, you know, make something that you're proud of. Yeah. But I feel bad because you might just be shackled basically by either, you know, the system, the engine, or just the logistics of it all, you know.
I wish we knew why though. So the problem there is that we don't have any communication. So we just don't know. Because it would be nice to know, like, yeah, that thing can't happen because of this reason. If we're asking constantly for something like team mode, for years, we're like, why don't we add team mode? This seems like a really cool idea. And they're just not doing it with zero communication. It's a communication problem. Because if there is a fundamental reason that that doesn't work, or, you know, a reason that they don't think that's a good idea, maybe they think it's going to completely destroy other game modes and actually long-term have a bad effect on the game. If they truly believe that and they're confident about that opinion, I'd love to know it so I can stop asking and understand why it's a bad idea. But the problem is there's no communication, so we don't know that.
We
don't know where they are with all these ideas that we're throwing at them. And they're just saying, like, yeah, here's a grass map, which is a good thing. It's a cool map. I like grass maps. But we need comms. The comms are lacking.
Yeah, really, really bad comms. Did you guys happen to see the Rainbow Six roadmap?
I was about to say, can we find the original Rocket League roadmap after this? Is it like the open era roadmap?
I'm going to show this on full screen. So I was watching, on stream as well. So I was watching Jinx's stream for a second, and I was watching him watch like the Rainbow Six, I think it's the World Championship, I assume. And basically they were like, oh, and we're going to have our devs hop on to do a little segment or whatever. It was like an hour long, like 45 minutes to an hour. And all they were talking about was the updates, and this roadmap slowly filled out constantly, just slowly. This is what we're doing in season one of next year, season two, and it was just a bunch of stuff. And take a look at this. I'm going to put it on screen right now.
Year 9 for Rainbow.
This is the game's been out for 9 years, but this is what they're doing.
It's like Rocket League.
I guess they have four seasons in each year. But it's just like, you know, if you don't play Rainbow Six, you probably don't know what this means, just like me. But it's just like the fact that there's so much information here. They're doing a bunch of balancing. They have player comfort training, player protection, major features. Like, they have all this stuff, new operators at the top.
Yep.
It shows. And it's just like, there is so much stuff here, but Rocket League doesn't get any of that.
Well, you know, that stuff does. There will be a roadmap like this for Rocket League, but we just don't see it is the issue. Like, there will be something like this. I can guarantee you that Psyonix and Epic have a year plan. for behind the scenes stuff, probably not. But I don't know why there is such a lack of comms, because if that existed, it would be a W. It would be a huge dub.
Epic policy, because they used to do roadmaps before they got bought up by Epic.
But I mean, can we look at that roadmap?
They've never given an answer, but like pre-Epic, this isn't just an Epic thing because Psyonix have never stated clearly why team mode can't happen. That's been like a constant. We've talked about that. I don't know how many times in this podcast and how many times, like even way before this podcast, about how that would just fix all of our issues with not being able to play competitive with friends who aren't our literal same rank. Then I don't know. What's the have I missed it? Chat, have I missed it somewhere? Was there like a, you know, very clear reason why team mode is a bad idea and they're never gonna do it?
I think they said like splitting the player base or something. I think that was their reason for not doing it. I think there was like one Reddit comment that basically said that is the reason.
That was it. They don't want to fragment the player base, which is valid, by the way, not to fragment the player base. But like people are gonna I feel like people are gonna play the game more. Imagine you had it okay. Theoretically, if teammates, if you were able to play team mode in Rocket League and you've got a team with Dazarin and Roldez and you know you're going to be gaming tomorrow night, try and reach a new like peak for the three of you, are you more or less likely to play tonight solo queue to try and make sure that you're in top shape tomorrow?
Oh yeah, like, I'm gonna play the game. I'm actually
yeah, you're gonna be showing up peak. Yeah, you want to be good. So if there was a team mode, I would play so much more solo as well because I'd want to show up and actually not be trash for my team. You know, I don't think that's a crazy thing to imagine. Yeah, and I've played other games with team modes, and for sure, if there's a team mode that I want to be good for, I'm grinding the game solo as well. I don't want to show up to team mode and suck. I want to be good with the boys and get a good rating, get a good session. But right now there is no team mode, so I'm like, I just show up and I'm like, I don't know. I guess today I'm getting carried by CJ and tomorrow I'm carrying my champ one friends. Like, who cares? None of these games matter because they're all just completely ridiculous games that are all unfair.
I'm seeing all these roadmaps for Rocket League, the 2019 ones. Well, surely, wasn't there one that had like a graphic or am I absolutely...
That was the 2021 announcement video.
That was the esports roadmap, no?
Yeah. But,
I swear there was like a graphic and it had some stuff that has not been ticked off yet or something. Or maybe
when they said they're going to make the website and stuff.
Oh, that was, yeah, that was the esports, like, to be fair, the RLCS, what was it? Season X.
That was the season X or 2022 announcement.
21-2 announcement where they said they're going to make a website and nobody's going to use Wikipedia anymore.
Yeah, that was it. Where was that announcement?
That was 21-22 video.
That was on YouTube.
Yeah,
that was on YouTube.
Really
and
good
they
announcement,
it.
By the way. W announcement. It was sick.
Was really.
Yeah, they did.
Everybody did a good job.
They did fantastic, except for the website. But like everything,
yeah, the website.
People meme on the website. But genuinely, that roadmap video was amazing, and
it was really good.
Pretty sure they followed through on like most of that stuff, and it was awesome. They like,
yeah,
that
was
exactly
like,
what
that
they were going to do.
That was the only time, though, ever since they've been underneath the Epic umbrella that they've done a roadmap.
Yeah.
Epic has that policy. Epic has that policy where, like, the devs and stuff, like, they can't talk about anything Epic. It's the most interesting policy I've ever seen. Like, we can never have, like, on First Touch, we can never have, like, I don't even try to get devs on First Touch because I know they won't even be able to come on. And we can never get, like, Ian on, we can never get Corey on because they just can't say anything about the game. About the game, which I don't understand why that's the case. It's like, if something's not gonna be done, or if it isn't finished, ready to go, then you can't know about it. And that's just a company-wide policy.
What were they? I'm just reading the 21-22 RLE Sports announcement post thread. What were the changes to the esports shop into 21-22?
There was additions, I think, and it
was
got
that just
revamped.
Adding more
it did get, no, it got revamped as well.
Yeah,
they added like a regional like kind of page before.
Yeah, they added
that.
The regional page. They added all that because
yeah,
it
was just random.
It wasn't
yeah.
like
it, it was
they, like
it was,
made it like cleaner. It was like a
yeah, it was definitely
oh,
better.
They didn't have the rotating shot where you had to try and just catch your own
yes,
team.
Yes,
I mean that was. I don't know if that's a change. Yeah, okay,
that is a change. That's something.
That's a change. No, no,
I
would say
that's a positive change as well.
It was a good change, but
it was a good change when they added that.
I was expecting like different sort of not just decals or something yeah. like.
Or it's like know, oh the G2 wheels are in the shop. I remember streaming.
G2 wheels
in the shop. Everybody go check them out.
Yeah, yeah. That's when they added like the wheels. Yeah. Did they have the gold explosions then, or gold explosions this year?
I don't think they had gold explosions back then.
They added the away decals that year too. So like those like they had like all those changes. They really just didn't cash in on that website, which I think everybody really wanted. That was like number one. And also leak the world's wills for that year were supposed to and still we're supposed to be the silver shiny Cristianos you see in the hype chamber all the time. That's what the world's wills was supposed to be. But then it didn't end up being
Is that a leak?
It's not a leak because I mean it didn't happen.
So how
did I know about that?
It was supposed to be. Yeah.
Because I mean I guess it was a leak then and I didn't tell nobody, but now it's not. It's because they told me while I was there. But it, I mean, it didn't happen. So
wait, are you leaking it? Are you the whistleblower? You're like leaking this, or is this just like old news?
No, didn't happen.
What happened to the Boeing guy? Do not whistleblower.
Firebomb! Molotov! Molotov!
I wouldn't say I'm a whistleblower. But I think I've said this already before, so it's fine. I think I even said it on First Touch, so I'm fine. But yeah, that's what the world was supposed to be like 2 years ago. They're supposed to be. The silver Cristiano you see in the hype chamber. But it didn't happen for some reason. Yeah, I don't know why.
Just keep that camera on Bates and just, you know, if anything happens,
let's just make sure you're
sound health right now, physically, mentally. Can we just make sure of that?
Do not answer your door. If it's locked, we're good to continue. Stay squarely in your chair. We all agree that we want comms, but you think it's like a company-wide policy not to communicate. That's an interesting.
I think that plays a part into it. I don't know how much it does, but I like in general. I mean, just in listening and working, I think that's just a epic policy. I think that bottlenecks it to a certain degree. I don't know how far that policy goes. I don't work for Epic, but that's why I hear. So,
do we think that for me the biggest one honestly in the esport that has just been a glaring omission is obviously and they've wanted to do clearly they could do it is a website. Do we think that if Liquipedia wasn't a thing that we would have the website? Do you think they're kind of just
I think it probably costs some money,
so let's just let these guys volunteer for it.
They would have to pay for the protection, so the virus protection or whatever. They'd have to pay for somebody to run it. They'd have to pay for people to edit it. And
it would be expensive for sure.
Yeah.
Do you mean?
Yeah,
I mean, like DDoS protection? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, like stuff. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Virus protection.
Like, yeah, virus. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, you don't pay
for virus protection.
Oh, you don't?
On your PC?
It'd cost them $100K to do the website. Yeah. Well, there's a bit of savings this year from the eSport.
Like a firewall
that's for sure.
Or something? Firewall? You don't pay for firewall, so you don't get hacked.
On the bright side, they could probably afford the website.
There's a built-in firewall, bro. It's built in on like.
I mean, the thing is though, Windows. What I'm getting at is how many people like just people that have maybe just picked up Rocket League and like this is cool. I'd love to see when there's an event on or something. And I feel like not just a hard, like a lot of people know what Liquipedia is, right? But mostly the hardcore fans are going to Liquipedia. Like, how many people go, I didn't even realize this was on? Like you know, the major upcoming, you know, stuff like that. Obviously, there's a button in game. Yeah, we've got the live now. But how many people want to just find, you know, to go see, I want to see when the upcoming events are in my region or what's happening and have basically. There's no central source, like obviously Liquipedia, but that's just the hub for esports in general, and it's not a Rocket League thing, you know. It's not on the main website. I just feel like how many people have we lost, potential new viewers, players, stuff like that, because there hasn't been that, you know, that thing. Because you can say it's going to cost some time, money, and stuff, but I think it has to be worth it.
I don't think they care
to...
about that though. I think it's the crutch. I think it's the crutch of Liquipedia. They're okay. I think it's who was that? Was that John or somebody in chat that said that they put the competitive rulings on Reddit? I'm saying it's just a crutch. It exists already. They don't have to do it.
Did they even like tweet about that?
No.
That team?
No.
They didn't tweet it. They literally just put it on Reddit. They said, "Hey, this guy's got banned, by the way." That's it.
And like I think as long as like Shift and Liquipedia and stuff exist, they're not gonna invest in that.
Have they ever said there was going to, like, I know we want an esports section in game. Has it ever been, like, someone saying that they will do it or it will happen or it was a roadmap or something or it's never been talked about or said they couldn't do it? Because that's obviously the big, that's the one that all, or a lot of the large esports, like, there's an esports section. If there's games on, like, I know in League, like, when Worlds is on, you can see all, like, the results and stuff. Obviously, Counter-Strike have the pick-ems and stuff like that in-game, which is another really cool feature that we could definitely add to Rocket League.
Yep.
Like, imagine having Rocket League pick-ems in-game. Like, how good would that be at every major, every event?
It'd be sick.
and being able to win items or something like just a even just a banner or a title or something like
picking just another window for teammates to be wrong in. I'm all for it. I'm here. I'm
Valorant's got an esports tab, and the interesting thing. I think I missed it in chat. Someone tagged me. Yeah, it was Victoria said for Bates to rebuttal your claim about Epic not wanting to release stuff. Fall Guys have put out a roadmap, which is obviously Epic as well. So clearly it is possible to be able to leak stuff. So I don't know. I think
that's comms. We want team mode. We want like cool items. Yeah, they just maybe they genuinely have
no plan for Rocket League, man.
No, they tweeted. What was it they tweeted? They tweeted that they're still.
No, that was a copy of a tweet. I didn't like that tweet. I didn't like that tweet. I said that tweet. That tweet upset me. That tweet upset me, and I almost said something in that tweet that wasn't going to be
nice. What was it? Apparently, Jack tweeted about that one because I remember he tweeted something about this. Like, this is how far we've come. I can't believe this tweet is being praised.
Yeah. Everybody's praising that tweet. I didn't like it. I found it to be a cop out. And I did not like that tweet.
Where is it? I'm looking for it. What does it say? When was it?
It was December 14th or something.
I must be close.
Yeah, you're very close. You're hot.
I went to apparently Jack's Twitter because I knew if I go to the Rocket League Twitter, I have to scroll past like 200,000 decal ads. Yeah. So
hey, y'all, let's
talk
about the game we love, Rocket League. The same team that has been supporting Rocket League is still cranking on updates coming to Rocket League in 2024. Both the core game and RLCS. It's a bit too early to share details, but expect more news on that in the new year. It is March 20th. Rocket Racing is not replacing Rocket League, and we're excited to grow these games side by side with cross game vehicle ownership between them. Woo! That's what we're talking about, baby.
Boom.
Yeah, I didn't like that tweet. I didn't like all their tweets. I didn't like that one. I don't know. That tweet kind of upset me.
Apparently, Jack tweeted, and he didn't retweet. He just, tweeted in reference to this, saying, "I'm sorry, but how are we celebrating a tweet that genuinely says nothing? Our expectations are so low that they can actually get away with anything that isn't a direct negative to the game and pass it off as a positive."
Jack is being a little negative there because they did say a big update's coming. There's cross-game vehicle ownership between Rocket Racing and Rocket League. So
he also said, "I wasn't going to tweet this because I'm sure it'll get backlash over being negative on the topic all the time. But come on, man! All caps. The tweet says nothing." I'm not going to act positive towards the game because I have a level of influence on how people perceive it. Imo, that would not help and just prove to them that they can win over the big people and then the rest will follow. I have a massive faith in the game still, but I'm not going to act like that tweet was even remotely a start.
Sounds like Jack's just being a little bit too negative. Obviously, we've seen Rocket Racing. They've made meaningful updates to the game in Rocket League, so I think he's just being a little bit too hard on them. And we should give them time. I mean, they've been very good at communicating to us, so we should just let them take the time to communicate, wait for the updates, and then we'll see and go from there.
What do we think the big announcement is in the new year?
Was it Blast?
I don't know, but a third of the year is already gone, actually. So
what was the exact wording again? Was it, we have a big announcement?
Big announcement.
Big updates to the game.
Was it multiple announcements, plural?
It says, still cranking on updates coming to Rocket League in 2024, but expect updates. More news on that in the new year. Yeah.
Okay, we're in the new year.
So, like updates. I said, it might have been a blast with the esports blast.
Esports been in a... Yeah, the esports definitely made some moves, though.
That tweet references esports. So, blast.
It does.
And so far,
no. It says both the core game and RLCS. So, what are the core game?
Did it say there's big updates coming for both the core game and RLCS?
Yeah.
Or what was
still cranking on updates coming to Rocket League in 2024, both the core game and RLCS.
Cranking on
like a tweet like that, like they to me, you might as well just keep that in the back burner, bro. Like, I don't want to see it. And by that, that's what I'm saying. I think they're missing it a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. Like, and the older their player base gets, like, it doesn't move me, man. That's not saying anything. People were just so happy because
I got a little less patience the older I get, Bates. I don't know about you, but
exactly. So if you're gonna send me information, then bring me right to where I need to go. Don't play with me. Don't toy with me. I ain't got time for that. And so when you have the big update, don't let me know about the big update.
We're getting
unless you actually know what the big update is.
We're getting drip fed. Like, we need water. We're just getting drip fed.
I don't
want
to be drip fed because I'm trying to live,
Stockholm
baby.
Syndrome,
I'm trying to
we're
live.
Just fucking stuck here, and any little bit of hope it just makes us so happy.
Like,
we're like,
no,
yes,
I'm trying to live.
These
I can't
guys.
Listen. I don't work with little bit of drip drop to try to quench my thirst. I'm trying to go find the oasis. I need to be able to drink, and if you can't help me drink, then I got to get out of here. And that's just a fact.
Someone made a great point, though. One of the feature updates this year is now when you try and go into free play, it puts you into rookie aerial training instead of free play. They've changed the button. That will automatically used to flick you onto free play, but now you can just hop into aerial training if you hit training. It's a minor one for me.
It's really my
muscle memory kicking in, but I have played more rookie aerial training than I've ever played before.
No,
due to the new
that happened. Yep. I have not been playing, CJ.
I think the biggest thing about the tweet that might have rubbed Jack the wrong way. I don't want to speak for him, but for me, It's the rocket ship emoji after the big updates. I think if you add a rocket ship emoji, it means that I'm thinking we're going to the moon.
We're
going to the moon this
we're
year. And we've had some failed SpaceX launches in the past, first with some certain updates and things like that. And I'm just worried the rocket ship emoji is perhaps a little too
ambitious.
I don't know. It may be ambitious. But we haven't seen it yet.
Maybe a bit misleading. We're not going to the moon. We're kind of like, I don't know, going up a couple steps on a flight of stairs. Like, I don't know where we're going.
I don't
want
to get to the point where you're like, kind of like, it's kind of like a, it's a not healthy relationship that Rocket League and a lot of us Dear Hard fans have with the game right now.
We're addicts.
And so, them doing that, like, I think it's just, like, taking advantage of, like, we just love the game. We're just, or you gave us something. Like,
I get exactly where you're coming from. I just have a hard time believing they're, like, all sitting there in their office and like, how do we take advantage of these people with Stockholm syndrome?
They're not thinking that at all. I mean, no. Oh, I gotcha. They thought it was great. They thought it was great. And I can see the good intentions. I'm saying that it's not great.
But the feedback was great. Like, let's clarify though. The feedback from you guys, like from you Bates and from Jack, was bad to this. But most of the replies are, this is amazing, great comms, communicate. Like, everybody's like happy.
That's
to
what
see
happens
it.
In like
so
like
many a, like massive people in the scene are replying
JB,
to this.
JB, you're missing my point. Though,
no. I'm just clarifying. Like, from their POV though, they're like, good job, everybody. Great tweet. We did a
JB,
fantastic.
I don't want to call it like
nobody
an
replied to that
or something. But I don't know how to describe it. I don't want to utilize.
I'm saying like the people you can influence here are actually the people who all replied to this being like W. I retweeted it and that was it because I was like, this is definitely something I need
you
to
just
share.
Love the game.
This no, I retweeted it because I was like, this is a tweet. I need to. I think my followers should know about this tweet. I was
so
like,
you
I don't
gave
know what to
hope.
Make of this. Doesn't really say anything. Maybe I did give them hope. Maybe I did. Maybe inadvertently I gave hope, but no. When I saw that, I was like, I do obviously hope, and like I am we all want the game to succeed. We want like the devs to go on a string of W's. So we're the biggest fans, and like we're trying to help if we can as well. But yeah, I'm not seeing the follow up comms. I don't know where the next comm is. Like,
yeah, no,
some, you know, no, there was initially a good like, all right, that's good. Like, you got scored on, and somebody in comms says it's all good. We regain, and then like after that, they didn't really say anything else. I'm like, okay, what else? Like, what's happening?
It has been 3 months since that tweet, and we have heard basically nothing. To be fair, they did have an update, but I don't think that's the update most people are looking for, I would assume. Mm. But I don't know who they're communicating to. Are they, like with what Bates said, are they communicating to like the casual audience, or are they communicating to like the older fellers like us, you know? It's like who are they trying to reach with this tweet?
Who's
about
the target
like,
audience?
There's big updates coming. Is it like an update for me who's like completely given up, or is it an update for little Johnny Two Shoes, who's been in sitting in Bronze 3 for
Johnny Two Shoes.
My bad. The Timmy Two Shoes has been sitting in Bronze 3.
The context of the tweet, though. The context of the tweet, Rocket Racing, that came. Well, they already had all the bad PR with no trading. Trade is out the game. So they already had that bad PR. They added Rocket Racing. People were pressed. Yep. Yeah. People weren't happy about Rocket Racing. You got to think it was in December. Epic takes their break. They take like their 3-week or 2-week break from like the end of December until beginning of January. they're saying, man, we got a lot of bad PR on Rocket League. We haven't said anything. Let's get the tweet out. Get the tweet out. Hush them up a little bit, and we'll come back. That I feel like maybe that's me being pessimist. But like I feel like there might be some truth in that aspect of bad PR. We haven't said anything. We're about to be on break. We probably need to say something before we go on break. Nobody knew anything about RLCS. Nobody knows anything about CRL. Like you gotta say something. So let's get something out.
Have they not said a single thing about CRL yet?
No, and to me, that's why I feel like the tweets have baked. I still don't even believe that they have. They know what they want to do with the game. I think the game is a big question mark for them right now. And so when you put that stuff out there, you gotta give people hope. But I don't really think you have the roadmap for it, like for real. Like even internally, I really don't think they have that. I think they might have their rocket passes. I think they might have like their general themes. I mean, in terms of like where they want to go with the game, I really don't think they got it. Because if you say you're going to have something for the new year, you would have something by this point. You would have said something again. They haven't said anything about it. It's not even being referenced.
Well, yeah, so I mean, that's what they mean, though. Because they did release an update. That's exactly what I mean.
Is this update a big update? No, we're cracking on some big updates. But it's to them, though. Like, we're trying to get inside. We want to understand where they're at to really, like,
I got
get
too
what's
much
going
faith.
On.
They've made such a great game. I know they have a lot of people who weren't a part of the original team now, but they have too many great and talented people still remaining on the team.
But is that a big update to them? That's all I'm saying. Like, is a Grass Aquadome a big update?
They had a bigger update then. If that's the case, then they've been doing some massive updates because they made a completely new map, two completely new maps last year.
Yeah.
So they've been having some massive updates. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, that's the standard for them. I mean, I think there's a miscommunication there. To me, that's not big. So,
can I drop an analogy? Because I think I like wrapping with an analogy. I feel like what we're at right now, right, is now forgive. I'm just going to go down a path. Look, it could be right or wrong, but this is my analogy for kind of like the tweet and Rocket League, right? Rocket League, it's kind of like this obese family member, right?
Okay.
They cannot leave their bed. Every now and then, they kind of look like they're gonna faint to get up, and you know the family member that had almost given up hope. They're like, "Wait, oh, there's a bit of movement." You know, you kind of like every now and then, but then you kind of like, "Oh, they're never gonna move. Oh, this is really bad. Come on, really need to get them active, get them up and about." You're kind of waiting, but you're kind of going, "Oh, they're going down a bad road here. You know, this isn't looking good." And then they came out, and, you know, randomly you walked into the room and they said, "Next year I'm going to the gym." And you're going, come on, baby. They're going to do it. He's like, next year, I'm going to the gym. Starting next year, that's me. I'm going to that gym and I'm going to turn my life around. And we're thinking, come on, here we go. Let's do it. But now it's March. They still haven't got up yet. They still haven't gone to that gym. But you're holding on to that little bit of hope that one day that something's going to happen. And every now and then they give you a little bit of confidence. You know, they might just go to get up a little bit, or they might say something that seems like they're going to start kicking into action. But it just didn't happen. Look, the analogy went a bit crazy. It wasn't one of my best ones, but
no, that was pretty good actually.
You know what I mean? It's like I'm gonna go to the gym.
Start off interesting.
Yeah, it was like, where is he going with this? Yeah,
but the end was great. You concluded great. I followed you.
You get what I mean? You got what I mean though? Like it's kind of like I'm gonna do it. I am gonna do it. You know, I'm gonna start going to the gym. Oh, here we go! But then it's okay. When are we actually doing it though? And then you wait a little bit. You lose hope again. And then it's like, okay, this time I'm going to do it. Just give me a little bit, all right? I'm going to do it, though. And we're like, oh, okay, here we go. But then you kind of, and each time it happens, you kind of, you know, lose a little bit more faith as the years go on, as the delays.
Yeah, you want to see some movement. You're like, all right, enough words. Like, let's see some action. Because like after so many times that somebody says you're going to do something and then they don't, you're like, all right, next time you tell me you're going to do that, I don't believe you anymore. No, I just don't believe. I want to see you do it before I believe you. And then maybe we can talk. Yeah, I'm kind of with you at the end. I want to hear some comms. Like comms are lacking. We want to communicate. Let's have a conversation.
Anyway, do we want to wrap up with some Patreon questions?
Yes.
This has kind of just turned into a nice little walk we do with Rocket League. I like it though. It's a bit of change. We didn't have to gloss into the eSport. We had the top 25 list for that. And let's see if anyone's got any questions for Bates or in general.
You know, I will say while CJ's looking at those questions, Johnny brought up how like the negative feedback on Twitter where it's just like, oh yeah, you could add this and add this. Your Rocket Pass is trash and all that stuff. I will say some people during this stream specifically were in chat saying, okay, switch topics. And two times I was like, okay, but which topic? And then they said anything. If you could actually propose the topic, yeah. I would say that would be great. But the fact that your feedback is nothing doesn't help.
Yeah, it's that's kind of what I was getting at. Some people give me, you know, feedback about my profession or my personality or anything, and then they just have absolutely nothing to
they
offer.
Nothing,
I'm like,
well,
I know immediately anything this person says, I think is completely useless to me. So if we're only like going to Psyonix and saying, you know, this is trash, everything you're doing is trash, they're going to think of us like, okay, these people are worthless. They're not helping us. These people are not on our team. Ignore them. So,
to be fair,
you know,
somebody,
we don't want to be a,
somebody did say balls, teammate. So we could talk about balls, but I did pass on that
we
one.
Could. Yeah, but we need to try and be good teammates. We need W comms, you know, like
and
it
just
works
like
both ways. We gotta
just
be,
like
we
the
gotta
obese family member, Johnny. You love them to bits. You'll do anything for them, and you want what's best for them. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you got to give a little bit of tough love. And I think that's what it can come across wrong.
I read the comment. We love you, Johnny. You're just really annoying, kind of like Bates. Well, listen, what does that mean? And like, thank you. I appreciate being annoying. It makes me different, and that's fine. So thank you. I guess
I don't think you're annoying, Bates.
Thank you. I don't. I mean, I can see how I can be annoying. I don't think I'm annoying either. But I mean, listen. To each their own.
People can have their opinions. Like, I don't like if people. The thing I'm getting at is not like I want you to change your opinion. I'm just saying if people want their opinion to be valued by the target, then you need to make it like worthwhile. Because if you just come at someone or like a company like Psyonix and you say that yeah everything you're doing is worthless. Oh, by the way, can you add X feature? They're already going to be like, oh, this person's an idiot. Disregard. You know, like you can't. Start off
Dang,
bad
do
and then
stream,
actually
man.
Expect to get
we're
any
gonna
outcome.
Do that stream.
Yeah, it's the we're same thing stream. With like with T-Bates. If you start off like a message to T-Bates being like, oh, I hate T-Bates. He's so annoying. He's such a delusional NA fanboy. I wish he would give more props to EU. You've already lost him. He's not going to give more props. He's not even going to read your bit about EU. You've lost him. And it's the same thing. I'm just using T-Bates as an example because he's enigmatic and he's like very, you know, polarizing, which is a good thing in you know, the role that he has. So I've always liked T-Bates, and I've always liked you, T-Bates, since day one. Like, I heard your controversial takes, I was like, I love this. I watched the first time I saw you in First Such, I was like, I don't think I agreed with a single thing that man said. I love it, you know? And people need to realize that. It's a good thing to, like, be able to have a conversation. Because if we went live and we agreed about absolutely everything, it would be the most boring content ever. Nobody would want to watch. It's good that you can disagree and still respect as at the same time. That's the key.
Are we are we about to wrap up out of here? I've been on.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Hey, we got a couple Patreon questions for you.
Yeah, from Patreon.
Now, this kind of relates to people having polarizing opinions of you. You've made a lot of takes, over the course of your commentary career, your analytical career. What do you think your best and worst take that you've ever provided the community off the top of your head?
That's a great question.
My best take was definitely predicting G2 to win LA. At that land, I'm not going to lie to you, I had like a 90% prediction rate.
That's nice.
And a lot of it was honestly just me following my heart. So it was kind of funny. I just really loved that land. So that was probably my best take. My worst take, also on the first episode of First Touch ever, and I said that BDS, when it comes to land time, when it comes world time, they're good. You're gonna get absolutely smoked, and then they end up winning Stockholm, humbled the heck out of NOG so bad that they absolutely destroyed all their they basically just retired Squishy at that moment. Justin lost the sauce, and then Garrett, Captain America, I mean, he's still great, but he's been trying to find his way, and then he ended up winning Worlds anyways that same year. So that was definitely my worst take.
I like that. I like that from you. I think the winter major, you've been holding on to that take for a while. Like, you know, when people doubt when people
right
doubt your credibility, you do bring up the G2
right
prediction a lot. But that's good. I've got another one for you. This is something that we answer a lot over here. I'm not sure if you guys as well, but there's been a lot of talk around a chalked first touch best of seven. Now, we've given our predictions. We're thinking we're going to take that probably 4-2, 4-1. Definitely not going seven. Could be a sweep for us. What are your predictions on the first touch side of things? Because it's only fair to give you guys a voice as well.
I mean, I've been playing the game actually recently, so I'm getting my sauce back. Actually trying to get SSO again for the first time in a long time. I haven't been trying to do that in at least a year and a half, 2 years. So I'll get that soon enough. It really just depends. If I'm playing the game, I mean, I feel like stacked up. I think CJ's obviously the best player. Then you go Raul. Then there's a question. Rizzo's got way more game experience than I'll ever have. He's improving, one of the most credentialed players of all time.
Rizzo's
a little washed. Since he's a little washed, I think that kind of levels it between me and him. And so then it comes down to Johnny. What servers are we playing? Are we playing USD East the whole way?
We're playing land.
If we're playing land, I do 13,000
people,
six or seven. Johnny and Daz are really the wild cards, because it really comes down to that. Because I'm not gonna lie, Damar really messes up our rotation because he doesn't know how to rotate, and I think it frustrates
Blaming teammates already.
I think it frustrates Raul. He's already it messes up how we want to play, because we haven't even played yet.
He's already blaming his rotations.
I just know us because we want Raul. I think our best is when Raul's going first, but then Damar's not the best second. So he can't be third, so he has to be second. So I don't know. I think it goes like six or seven. I don't know how bad Johnny is. Johnny cooked me one time three years ago.
Which way?
Of course I'm gonna back us.
Huh?
I think we can't take that. Like I said, it really comes down to the Johnny Daz dynamic.
I'm terrible. Like, the difference between me and Daz though is I know I'm terrible, and I play around being terrible, whereas Daz actually thinks he's pretty good.
Yeah, so, Damar thinks he's really good, which also factors into the really bad. He thinks he's somewhere near me and Raul's level, which is delusional.
I think that's the problem. This is very bad for you.
But Johnny definitely knows he's not good.
That's a big plus.
No, I know I'm terrible, and I play around being terrible, and I know what being terrible can. And I know the advantages to being terrible is, like, I play, my entire play style is around the fact that I'm terrible, which is I think an advantage for us, because Dazrin thinks he's good at the game, which obviously is a big problem for you.
Okay, so Bates, tell me, this is now my question. I've taken over the Patreon questions, but who do you think is better between me and you? We've been in a couple lobbies before recently, but I want to know what you're thinking, because I mean, I know my opinion, so I just want to hear yours.
What are we talking about? Individually, we're talking about like a threes dynamic.
I would say like 1v1s. I say like in a threes dynamic. Like, who's more?
I'm gonna give it to you.
Dynamic.
I'm gonna give it to you in threes. I mean, you got the experience on.
Okay.
But you slow though. So I think it's gonna factor in. So you might know what you're doing, but the mind is great. But it still catches you off guard.
I could be slow, but it still catches you off guard.
You might. That's what you gotta have on you. The finger speed might be a little slow now. So I don't know. So that might catch you off guard.
Let me ask you one more question here. You see me versus Dignitas? Did you see me versus Dignitas?
I haven't seen you versus Dignitas.
He was cooking him. He cooked Dig. He's going to double on all of their heads at the same time.
We are adding so much fuel to the fire. This is going to... We have to do... We have to do a world championship show match.
The fact that we didn't do it last year... I think the ship sailed, bro. Well, actually, no. Maybe we could do it this year. Maybe we could do it this year.
I think, yeah,
we have to.
Because, I mean, I don't plan on going to any majors, but I would definitely love to go to Worlds if it's... feasible. So
if we can make it happen at Worlds, that would be the way to go. Can you guys get to Korea in the middle of April? Because if you guys can get to Korea in the middle of April, we might be able to set something up. I know they've got a lot of LAN cafes in Korea. I don't know if they have Rocket League installed, but we've got time. I want to do it
at Worlds live in front of a crowd. It'd be unreal.
No, it should be the match before. It should be the match.
Incredible.
Honestly, it should be the match before the grand finals.
Yeah.
let's get Rizzo to Worlds. Hopefully we can get an NA World so Rizzo actually travels, because he doesn't drive any or fly anywhere. He doesn't want to move. So let's get close to Rizzo.
I got no trains, bro. I can't go. I don't know.
He's got no trains. The transport
is terrible. And let's get a show match live, because I think that'll add the land factor as well. I think that'd be so funny.
Why stop at one? I feel like after one, we're like, regardless of the result, it could be a sweep for either team, and the other team is still going to think they're better. Like, that's the best thing about this. Like, we could sweep first touch, and they're still going to think they're better, and vice versa. Like, we need multiple. We need to really, like, run the numbers here and make sure that it wasn't a Mickey win.
Honestly, my favorite part is Bates already blaming Daz for the hypothetical rotations.
If we play, I'd have to be real with him. He really does think he's nasty. So, I mean, like, he'd have to have the ego check. We have, an ego problem on our team. People don't understand the rules.
We got an ego,
bro. We got ego, so... Yeah,
I want to hear you guys talk about that again. Like, you need to have this. You need to have an intervention with Daz.
All in the same discussion.
Dark. Have an intervention with him on First Touch After Dark. I want to see it.
That's actually a great topic. I'm gonna add that.
It is.
Okay, that's cool. That's all cool.
Right. This one is from Patreon as well. This one's a complete switch up as well. From Chunky Boys, he says, not watching live, so maybe off topic, which it actually isn't that off topic, but he says he wants Bates' perspective on juggling real life with Rocket League. And I would say actually this would be good if you involve, like, when you're playing in CRL, like, how did you juggle, you know, your entire life while also playing CRL, but then also now?
Yeah, it was easier in CRL because to me, college is a joke. I'm sorry if I'm. I don't want to devalue anybody's college experience. I don't know. I feel like I've always I've been very blessed to be going to the schools I've gone to. My parents sacrificed, put me in good elementary, middle school, high school, etc. So my education is always good. I also feel like I got blessed. I don't know. I'm just a smart guy. So college never really fazed me. So in that sense, I mean, I could play Rocket League. I could do whatever. CRL was really cool. I put a lot of time in CRL. Put a lot of time in Rocket League during college, and I still got the grades and everything. That was much easier. Now, though, with law school, it's a little different. It's actually very difficult. For example, today, got up at 8, was doing work until 11:30. Had class for 2 hours. Go to First Touch. At the First Touch, I did work again. Hopped on Johnny stream, hopped on this stream, gonna go eat, wake up early in the morning again. It's very hard to balance. There's a lot of work I have to do. I'm a student attorney and everything. So I can't say I'm the best at it, but I try my best. It's really just prioritizing the things in life that you want to prioritize. I do want to spend time with my girlfriend. I want to make sure I still have time to work on my mental, physical, emotional, spiritual health. I don't want to burn out. I think I've had to sacrifice my grades a little bit. I don't have a 4.0. If I was doing Rocket League, I feel like I'd be really close to 4.0. Could I have more time for school? But I mean, that was something I had to have that conversation with myself and my family prior to even getting into law school. I had to know I wasn't going to be top, wasn't going to be summa cum laude or maybe even cum laude. I'm going to be about average or a little bit above average, and that's fine with me. Or even if I was a little bit below, I wouldn't matter that either. So that's a conversation you got to have. And when you're doing two things or two, three things, something I've learned as well. It's really hard to be great at all of them, but you just gotta try to be the best at everything, be the best person you could be in whatever you're doing. So it's not the easiest thing to do, but I mean, it takes time, takes a lot of commitment, but it also takes a lot of onus on yourself, but also you just gotta have a great team behind you. So
C's get degrees, baby. W. That's a summary of that. That's what we're all about.
I'm a little bit above C's, but yeah.
B's get degrees as well. They all do.
B's are some A-minus, baby. B's are some A-minus.
All right, did you have another question from Patreon, CJ, or are you ready to wrap this one?
I just think this will open up a whole nother can of worms, and Reddit absolutely love this, but I do need to ask. Johnny Boy thinks that Dan goal just wasn't the most mechanical. However, he said it was the most creative goal, T. Bates. Do you agree with creative. Johnny? Not the most mechanical, but the most creative goal in Rocket League.
What, the Dan goal?
Yes, the backwards catch air dribble.
Listen, We've already talked about it. Johnny's delusional in this aspect. I don't know why. I don't know why he is. I don't know why he can't just succeed. I don't know. Just give up on the argument and concede. There it is. And just ignore. I mean, it just is. It's the most mechanical goal ever. It's the greatest goal ever. Just like
T-Biz. I've got a quick I want to interject to say that we talked about it on a previous Shotcast episode, and CJ thinks he could just, you know, hop into like free play and pull.
I think
it
I could do
He's
it.
Like, I could do that.
I'm on right now.
Well, well, what?
Give me. How do you set it up? We need the training. I've not seen the training. I made a very bold statement. I like to make bold statements. I made a very bold statement. I said if somebody puts both those shots in training pack, Daniel and Pan. I bet you, pros will have more success. Very mechanical pros will have more success trying to replicate Daniel's goal.
No,
I haven't. No, but I'm not trying to open up a can of worms here. I'm just saying I haven't seen the training pack. So everybody's saying nah, I don't see the work to prove. I put myself on the line by saying that. But now I'm surprised no one else has made that pack and thrown it around to try and call me out. It would be very easy to prove me wrong by making the training pack and then giving it to all the pros, the super mechanical pros I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't want to give it to pros who are not mechanical enough to pre-flip into an airdribble. Basically, I'm saying give it to 1v1 mains. Give it to 1v1 mains who like to aerial, and then you can prove me wrong. But nobody's done that, so until I feel like I put myself on the line and nobody's actually called me out. I don't see the training pack still. I'm surprised. I thought there would be a training pack.
Look, I'm gonna intervene here, okay? You didn't want to open a can of worms, but you also did specifically say the super mechanical pros.
But what I'm saying is when we're talking about the most mechanical goal of all time, there are only a select few players. Well, there's quite a few players who are in the category that we should be judging here. We're not this is where I think a lot of people are going wrong. A lot of people are looking at Pan's goal and saying, I could do that by mistake and I'm plat. Well, it doesn't matter. You're plat, so you're irrelevant in this discussion. We're talking about the most mechanical players actually doing that on demand. That's what makes it mechanical. The fact that there's lots of different components to Daniel's goal making it completely impossible for a plat player to score does not make it more mechanical. It just makes it inaccessible for bad players.
So,
but, we're talking players like Diaz, Jan, Zen, Daniel, Naupo, all the most mechanical players in the world. Those are the players I'm talking about. Players actually do these things on demand.
I ask you this question. I'm not going to say the player name yet. We tell a player to try to hit Daniel's goal or Pan's goal.
Yeah.
Which one do they hit first? This player's name is Jesse. Which goal do you think they hit first?
Pan's goal for sure. Because that is eventually... I don't think he's hit... I saw Jesse play the other day. I don't think you can score that, but I think when we're talking most mechanical goals, we need to talk about the most mechanical players. I don't think plats should be, they shouldn't be part of the conversation. I don't think champs should be part of the conversation, grand champs. I don't even think the majority of RLCS pros should be part of this, experiment. It's if we're talking most mechanical goal, okay, give me the most mechanical players. Let's see what the hardest goal for them to score is. There's your most mechanical goal. That's my take on it. And I want to see the training pack. Go ahead. Somebody can make it. It's two shots.
JB, sure, why don't you go make a challenge? You make the training pack. You can
because
get
I'm the one. I put myself on the line. Why do I have to do more work? I was the one who made.
Listen,
I put
you can
myself
make money
my
off
reputation
it. I'm helping
right
you.
Here.
You did not you, put in more work. You said a sentence. Calm down, buddy. It's not a reaction channel.
Johnny, you can put $500 up, and you can make that money back via the YouTube video that you make when you get 500,000 views back on it. A whole challenge, a whole series, trying to see which goals can get it done.
That's not my point, though. If I want views, sure, I could maybe get views, but I don't really. I'm too busy. I'll just be honest. I'm too busy right now to do that. But my point isn't that this doesn't exist and therefore somebody's missing out. My point is, if people really want to prove me wrong, the best way to do it would be to do what I'm saying. Put them in it. I've actually put my take on the line very clearly. I could have been more vague and danced around it and been subjective, but I've actually made an objective metric to compare this. So if people do want to win the argument per se, go ahead and do it. Make the training pack, give it to all the most mechanical pros. Let's see. And then